can't imagine why anybody wouldn't wear a coat in this weather, but anyhow, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I say it's get a lead and see what happens. The Packers, the last two games, have not had the lead against the Eagles or the Giants.
That's right.
For two consecutive games. That's the first time that's ever happened under Mike McCarthy. Two straight games, never having the lead.
They've had the lead twice since Aaron Rodgers has been injured, and they lost the lead. 10-7 and 20-17 against the Bears.
Right. And neither one of those leads lasted very long, if I remember correctly.
So that's going all the way back to the third quarter of that Monday night game against the Bears.
Right, right, exactly. I think the Packers need to, I think it could be particularly important against this Minnesota team, because if you fall behind to the Vikings, we all know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to ride number 28, Adrian Peterson, hopefully to an upset victory. That's going to be their mm-hmm. plan of attack. The Packers need to get the lead and play with it so the Vikings cannot turn the game over to their running back.
Well, Frosty, my key to the game is field position. If it's going to be this cold, and it's going to be a lot colder on Sunday, it's all about short fields. Getting them and staying away from them. Field position goes to every part of your football team. It goes to special teams. It goes to defense. It goes to your offense's ability to run the ball, dominate time of possession, and most of all, avoid turnovers, avoid throwing interceptions. So I'm going with field position. The team that gets the shortest field cumulatively, cumulatively on
easy
a cold day, will win the game. Now it's time for Dr. Spofford's injury report. Keep it short.
Well, it's a long one for both teams. As we all know, Aaron Rodgers out for the Packers, but also right tackle Don Barkley going to miss another game, so that'll be Marshall Newhouse starting at right tackle for Green Bay. Nick Perry out again at outside linebacker. Doubtful for the Packers, Johnny Jolly on the defensive line. That could be a big factor in terms of stopping Peterson trying to contain the running game. And the other big one for the Packers is cornerback Sam Shields. Is questionable with a hamstring injury. Shields was kind of a late, last-minute scratch against the Giants last week, and he did not practice at all this week. They're going to give him up until game time to try to go, but I would say it's going to be awfully tough to get a hamstring loose and keep it loose if it's going to be 20 degrees outside.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's tough. For the Vikings, they're pretty banged up as well, actually. They will be playing without tight end Kyle Rudolph, who's been out the last few weeks. Cornerback Josh Robinson, who's their nickelback, he is out. And linebacker Aaron Henderson also will not play in this game. So the Vikings will be down a key starter in their front seven on defense. Now, the Vikings are listing both Adrian Peterson and Greg Jennings as questionable with their injuries. Jennings did miss last week's game, but they've been telling reporters in Minnesota all week they're going to play, and I don't think Greg Jennings, for one, is going to
miss. Peterson told us on Wednesday he's going to play, and he sounded like a guy who was convinced he's not going to miss this game.
Yeah, a couple more to keep an eye on for the Vikings. Center John Sullivan, questionable with a concussion. Now, if Sullivan can't go, that changes the Vikings up front a little bit, and that may affect their ground game and pass protection. The other one, defensive end Brian Robeson, listed as questionable with a neck injury. And if Robeson plays, he's the one who's going to be opposite Marshall Newhouse, who's filling in for Barkley for the Packers. So the Vikings would be looking for some major impact plays from Robeson. They're going to want him out there.
I wouldn't be offended if Robeson doesn't play. My player to watch, aside from the obvious guy, Adrian Peterson, is Tremont Williams, and it's because Sam Shields is iffy. He's questionable, right?
Right.
That's really iffy, and I got a feeling he's not going to play, Mike. And that means Tremont Williams will be right back where he was in the Giants game, which is to say he played the whole game on the outside.
Yep.
No slot at all, and that's the primo place. I mean, that's... Yep. And he played like a primo guy in New York. He played his best game of the season. And I know this is going to be a run-the-ball kind of game on Sunday, but they're going to have to throw it at some point, and the Packers are going to need Tremont Williams to play another primo game.
And I like that pick of Tremont Williams because he is the guy who's been responsible for the two turnovers the Packers have gotten on defense in the last two games, with the strip against the Eagles and then the INT against the Giants. I'll go for the 1A in the obvious category, Scott Tolzien. You mentioned field position earlier, Vic. Scott Tolzien has engineered 790 yards of offense in two games for the Packers, but just two touchdowns, partly because he's starting a lot of drives at his own 15-yard line, inside his own 20. He's putting together yards, but the Packers aren't getting enough points. Field position definitely could help Scott Tolzien finish some of these drives.
Yeah, I hope it's not going to be this cold hunting on Monday, because I'm freezing right now. So if you would wrap this up.
All right, well, Vic wants to get out into the woods on a Packers victory, so we'll sign off for now on final thoughts. Stay with us on Packers.com for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog during the game. Ask Vic Halftime. We'll be there, get your questions answered. And we'll also be with you after the game, post-game coverage on Packers.com, press conferences, stories, all kinds of stuff. So stay with us, folks. Thanks for watching.